Right now, as promised, here's David Dolan, and he comes to these microphones to discuss issues that are coming out of the Middle East, which need further information for you and I to be able to understand actually what's going on. David, I understand there's been a decision made by Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, and the Defense Minister Barak, to strike Iran. That is almost a final decision. What's the latest word on that?
Well, Jimmy, that's based on a kind of a mysterious article that was in the Haaretz newspaper, and it was quoting a senior official, but it didn't say who it was. But anybody reading it who knows the history of Israel knows that it was Defense Minister Ehud Barak, who was basically saying that the nuclear program in Iran is serious, it's threatening, we can't ignore it, we have to deal with it, it has to be addressed, and Israel's prepared to do so. So, you know, he is not the prime minister, but he was, of course, prime minister 10 years ago, and ironically, he beat Benjamin Netanyahu to become prime minister in the 1999 election. I was there for that surprise result, and he became prime minister only for a year. And as you remember, he offered Yasser Arafat the whole West Bank, essentially most of Judea and Samaria. He said, "We'll pull out of it. You can have a state there," and some other sweet things for the Palestinians. And Arafat said no. And this was under Bill Clinton as president of the United States. And here we are a decade later, more than that, and Ehud Barak is defense minister under Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's basically saying that the two of them have decided that Iran's nuclear program cannot continue to grow, that Israel has to take action on it. And this is probably as much a message for the White House.
Yeah, absolutely. And indeed, it is a matter of life and death as far as the Israelis are concerned. Well, let's change the focus a little bit over to Syria. This week, King Abdullah of Jordan made the statement that everybody in the region is scared about the Syrian chemical weapons of mass destruction. Now, he has been, he's on the Islamic side. He is not any way connected with the Jewish nation of Israel, which is very much concerned about those chemical weapons of mass destruction in Syria. So this is a pretty ominous statement by him, isn't it?
Well, it is. And again, you know, we tend to have in the media this portrayal of here is Israel against these bad guys in the Middle East, and the U.S. is behind Israel and a few others. But the rest of the region hates Israel. Well, it's true. They're not overly friendly. The Saudi government said this week that if Israeli jets flew over Saudi Arabia to attack Iran's nuclear program, the Saudis would shoot them down. They wouldn't allow this. At the same time, they're telling the White House, don't let Iran go nuclear. And they're all saying the same about Syria. We can't allow these weapons of mass destruction to fall into Al-Qaeda hands or, you know, somebody's hands that will possibly use them against us as well as Israel. So they're sort of shaking Israel's hand behind their back, as it were, not because they love Israel, but because these threats are so massive and so much against them as well. And again, for all of its evil, and the Assad regime, like Saddam before, like Gaddafi in Libya, Mubarak was such an evil man, but these guys are dictators, and they're unelected in a sense, and the Jordanian regime is the same. It doesn't really allow open elections, and the Hashemite government rules by, you know, just being a kingdom, and a king is a king. Nevertheless, they rule fairly, beneficent for their people. They are not evil people. And who knows what's going to happen in Syria? Who knows what's going to follow this government? So nobody wants to see Assad continue, but nobody wants to see these weapons. And again, Jimmy, some experts say that the world's largest largest arsenal of chemical weapons is in Syria. Now, I can't confirm that. I haven't been to inspect it myself. But this is one of the largest chemical weapons arsenals that exist anywhere on Earth. And that means, of course, the potential to kill millions of people with these weapons is there. And the Israelis are watching. Everybody's watching real carefully. And the United States and other Western allies are telling, and I've been saying this for months now, telling Assad, leave, you go, you go. Well, who's coming in place of them? It's a very destabilizing situation. It's an extremely, I haven't seen this, as I've said, in 32 years living in the Middle East, something as stabilized as what's going on now. And so, yes, King Abdullah and the others are very, very worried about this. And when we talk about Iran and Israel's decision concerning their nuclear program, we have to also say, / Syria chemical weapons. It's yeah. all one package. And it appears that things are coming to a head, and we'll just have to see exactly what action is taken. But, again, it's certainly not just Israel that's worried about this situation, watching it very carefully and concerned about where it may go.
Yeah, and the chief of staff for the Israeli Defense Force making a statement, he has his people prepared for war on all fronts. So this is a very interesting statement coming from the leader of the Israeli Defense Force. One final question for you, David. Israeli government has allowed Egyptian military to come into the Sinai. Last weekend, they had that terrorist attack on some of the Egyptian military. Then they stole the weapons trying to enter Israel and do a terrorist attack in Israel itself. But it's an interesting move by the Israeli government that Camp David Accords, the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, does not allow for any military operation in the Sinai, but Israel has decided to let the Egyptians come in and take care of the problem.
Well, I mean, it was 15 Egyptian soldiers that were killed in this terror attack. Again, it was aimed at Israel. They attacked an Egyptian border position and stole some vehicles and crossed into Israel, crossed over the border. Israeli forces were involved, but, you know, they are saying as loudly as they ever have, the Israelis, that, look, we just want peace. And, you know, we want, you know, you Jordanians, you Egyptians, you Lebanese, you Syrians, you control what goes on your side of the border. We're not eager to do that. And, you know, but we can't have attacks taking place all the time. But President Morsi, the new president of Egypt, was very embarrassed by this. And, again, 15 Egyptian soldiers means 15 Egyptian families were affected. Their brothers, their sons, their husbands were killed. So this was an Egyptian issue, and the Israelis are saying, you know, look, we're not going to stop you from preventing this. Take your military and act. And that's what they did, and we're hoping that will continue, and you know, that the peace treaty won't break down entirely. But if Morsi decides that that's the way to go, he's going to have to rally his people to lose a lot of lives on his side. And this 15 deaths is a reminder that blood is involved. This is a real life. And, you know, hopefully this won't be repeated.
Yes, and Israel, of course, are going to be watching it very closely so that they do not have to cross that border into the Sinai with some of their military operations as well. David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East for us, he's been doing it for many, many years for many different media gathering, news gathering organizations. We're so grateful he can assist us in better understanding some of the details behind the headlines we see coming out of the Middle East. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next time.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. God bless.